Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm a sucker for you.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
So close. So close. It's nice out right now. I mean, because it isn't 100 degrees yet. I'm sure that's coming, though, later today. Let's do the news and find out.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yes, it's coming later today.
The hurrah. Heat.
Get ready for it. This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com app. If you're not heading into the office anymore, make sure you get the Radio.com app to stream our show and Alice all day.
Leave the stream on, please.
Thank you. You don't have to. Someone wrote and said, I miss listening to your show. I don't drive to work anymore. I miss listening to your show. And I'm like, you don't have to.
Yeah, no, we're still here. And you can just turn on your Radio.com app. Mm-hmm. It's easy. So easy. We made it so easy for you. Please help us.
All right, so here's what's happening. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order yesterday to phase out the sale of new gasoline-fueled vehicles by 2035. That's in a bid to combat climate change amid a record-breaking wildfire season marked with weather that anyone would call unprecedented. That heat wave was something else. Anyway.
It was hot, Vinny.
Yeah. California would be the first state.
Isn't it incredible to think? Hi. Isn't it incredible to think that 2035 is just 15 years away? Am I seriously delayed?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You're incredibly delayed.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the problem. Yes, I'm incredibly delayed. All right, you guys, continue. I'm going to reset my thingamajiggy over here, all right?
All right.
Sounds good.
California would be the first state in the nation to ban sales of the internal combustion engines, though the governor said 15 other countries, including China, Germany, France, and Norway, have already established benchmark goals similar to that one. So it's a big step. I think it makes a lot of us. Look, I'm all about the environment at this point in my life. I just am. So I'm nowhere near perfect. I can see plastic bottles from where I'm sitting now. So it's absolutely difficult. But I want our government to take steps in a bigger, grander scale so we can start to see improvement.
I really hate
when I see all these stories about the melting ice caps and this and that. And you just go, man, these stories aren't making anyone change anything. So it's nice to see. I do fear, as someone who's grown up with cars and I like cars, I do fear that, you know, we're just changing our sort of world in a big way. And it's not going to come easy. I think there will be plenty of people who say no. I don't want to give up.
What are they saying no to? Oh, what are they saying no to?
Giving up the gas-powered cars.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, I think... there are a lot of gearheads out there that love cars and motorcycles and
muscle
everything,
cars.
You know, combustion engine. So it's going to be a hard sell for a lot. All right. The CDC just put out Halloween guidelines. And at the top of the list is typical yearly door-to-door trick-or-treating. Very high risk. They don't want you to do it.
Right.
So you can find this online all over the place. I'm not going to run down everything, but there are some good ideas in there. They say among the no-nos, indoor haunted houses where people are crowded and screaming. That sends the infectious particles flying, as you can imagine. So they say, though, one of the ways you can do a haunted house is maybe in a wooded area outdoors, have a path. I think that would also be scarier in a way. But I don't know that, you know, everybody doesn't have access to wooded areas. So I don't know. Look at the
one of
look
our
up.
Listeners actually sent us something through Facebook. It was the idea I was talking about the other day, which is the clothesline on they have I have a video here. Take a look at this. This is hilarious. You see that? There's like a little ghost on it, and there's that's not working for you guys. Let me make sure I
see a string.
There it is. You
there
see that?
There's
a ghost on it, and they're delivering cans of beer to the parents and candy to the kids via this clothesline, and it's powered by a power drill. It's hilarious.
That is one of the things. There's a bunch of suggestions there, so I won't run them all down, but they do have suggestions for you. I would suggest looking it up. It'll help you as you get ready to plan for your little rascals Halloween. It's coming up right around the corner. And I really would hate to see a spike again, as many places in the area are getting to open back up. And we're starting to see, you know, some people who are desperate to get into their stores and do business. What's the matter, Clarky? You don't hear me?
I guess you can't hear us right now.
I don't hear you.
Nicole, do you have any info on this?
Yeah, she's delayed. She did like a little snap, and then I went like that. And you guys, when you guys were talking, she's a little delayed.
I see. Are you in the
all
process
right, well,
of resetting?
All right, well, I'll continue.
I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we're just having some technical difficulties. Who knows what that could be?
Right.
But, you know, these things happen. This is one of the problems with the work from home thing. Although this happens at work too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Stuff goes wrong. What are you going to do?
These things happen.
All right. So anyway, that's something you can look up if you want. I also wanted to mention this real quick. This is, you know, another important piece of information, I think. Johnson & Johnson has announced their vaccine is in the final phase of testing with 60,000 volunteers. So now four major vaccine trials to battle COVID-19 are close to wrapping up. They say this one's special because it would only require one shot instead of two. That might make it easier and certainly easier to manufacture and spread. So good luck, Johnson & Johnson. Whoever comes up with it, you're saving the world and the economies of the world. Mm-hmm. All right, here's some other stuff related to what we're dealing with. A 7-year-old kid in Pennsylvania was bored at home. So his neighbors gave him a pogo stick. I had a pogo stick. I used to do the thing nonstop. In fact, I had my eye on the world record for pogo sticking because most hyper kids, I could do it nonstop. I just
forever.
There was no reason to stop until dad came out and said, "God damn it, I said dinner 20 minutes ago." Yeah, that's the way that went. So, you know,
like,
that's
I see you shaking your leg. Sometimes I have that habit too. I think that it's that kind of person that can just go in that pogo stick forever.
Right. You know? So wait, I'm getting from you that you had one as well then.
I did. Well, my All cousin right. did, and I would just use his to the point where he wouldn't let me use it anymore.
This young man at the age of 7, the Pennsylvania boy that got a pogo stick from his neighbors, he crushed the world record for the most jumps in a row. The previous record for kids his age was 376. I definitely had that in my back pocket, no problem. He did 2,309 in a row. He has the record. Congratulations, young man. I wish I'd had, I don't know, access to someone who could officially count. Oh, are you back, Clarky?
I think I am back. Am I back?
Your volume's low, but soft, it sounds like your timing is correct.
Okay.
Why is your volume so low?
I'll see if I can fix my time. My
John.
John. Oh, how about now?
Oh, that's great.
Much better. Thank you.
Is that much better or, yeah, or too much?
Much better.
Or?
That's perfect.
Much better.
Perfect.
Nicole can all take right, it great. From the other side.
All right. Great.
You know, we have a movie reviews coming up later today at in the 9 o'clock hour. Hooman and Tommy Igo will review The Social Problem or something.
Dilemma.
Dilemma.
Dilemma, right. Mm-hmm. Movie theater popcorn, which I haven't thought about. The sales for movie theater popcorn have tanked this year.
Of course.
Right,
well,
of course.
Yeah.
Except
all the things to do with movie theaters have tanked.
Right, except now they've got this incredible supply of popcorn, tons and tons of inventory, and they're now trying to figure out ways to sell it. So I guess they got a problem on their hands.
Oh,
did you hear
that? Popcorn expires, does it?
That's popcorn being eaten, I guess.
Does it?
I don't know if it does or it doesn't, but
I'll buy some. I'll buy some of that kettle corn. You can't make that stuff at home. That's the good stuff.
Oh, well, maybe that's something they need to think of. Open up, start selling that out their front door.
Sure. Right. Stop here for concessions.
Send someone down for a bag or two.
Oh,
this is, let me see where my time is. Oh, I'm good.
Oh, 1 to 2 years, it seems like the popcorn kernels can't expire.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so we'll be getting some really old popcorn next time we go to the movies.
We get back to the movies.
Years. Yeah.
Sure. A survey found the top things we're hardest on ourselves about include bad decisions, things we've said or done, how we look in pictures, and our weight.
Yeah,
I'm always interested. Look, I did grow up, as I just sort of mentioned, I did grow up with, you know, every lesson has to be a beating. You know, oh, you're late, you need a beating. That's the way, you know, that's old school stuff. That's kids today are like, what's a beating? Well, that's what parents used to do to us. That was the way you learned. And I do think maybe now that's why I do this in my adult life. I guess I need to thrash myself in order for me to feel okay with anything I've done wrong.
Hmm.
Do you think that plays a role in why you beat yourself up after a night out?
I have possibly. I don't know. I didn't get beat the way you did, though, Vin. So I think I just, you know, it's just a healthy dose of self-loathing. That's all.
Oh, okay. 2,000 people were asked to name the top things they're too hard on themselves about. Here's the top 10. You know what fascinates me is the person who seems like every mistake they make is fine with them. They're not hard on themselves at all.
I'm amazed by those people. I'm like, I wish I had that tool in my toolbox.
Yeah, like,
look at you not caring that you're a complete a-hole. Wow.
It's a fascinating character trait that you can just, you know, blow people's lives up all around you and it doesn't matter at all. What?
Not even a bit.
Right. Anyway, here's what we're hard on ourselves about. Bad decisions you've made in the past, regrettable things you've said or done, how you look in pictures.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
Hardly not exercising enough, your weight. Thinking about things you wish you'd said.
Oh, so true. Mental arguments.
Plans you didn't accomplish. These are things you beat yourself up for. Not pushing yourself more. Comparing yourself to other people. And not being more productive in general. And that's high on the list right now because, of course, a day is like a comedy. Like at the end of a day, I go, I did one thing.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I got a couple things done.
But you parented, Vin, and that's the important part.
Sure. Where am I? What's
you accomplished pen? That.
Oh, let me do a few texts. Our text number, we have a whole text machine set up for you to contribute to the show. We'd love to hear what you have to say. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things. Sarah, you can buy microwave kettle corn. It's fresh, hot, and delicious.
I've never found a brand that measures up. We do that, but it's just never as good as it is fresh at the movie theater.
Just like you, they say.
Oh, fresh, hot, and good?
I think that's a hit. I think you're getting hit on.
I love when I get hit on, especially at my age. Oh.
It's fresh, hot, and delicious, just like you, OFOC.
Well, thank you.
Can't be that hot.
Fresh, What did you say?
So it couldn't be that hot and delicious.
Oh, as hilarious. Much as
you. Oh, Brent.
It's a hell of a lot fresher, though. I'll tell you that right now.
Nicely done, sir. Let's see. So we're all going to have two or three cars at home that have to be plugged in. How is PG&E going to handle that?
Good. Yeah, that is interesting.
Question.
Really good question.
I believe there's no doubt we're going to have charging stations everywhere by then. And it's, I mentioned this the other day. Two of the grocery stores in that I go to regularly, Nob Hill and Whole Foods, ding, ding, whatever.
Sure.
They both have Tesla charging stations in the parking lot. And people pull in and park. Like, they're not going to the grocery store. They're sitting in their car charging it.
And do you get in trouble if you're not driving a Tesla and you're parked in one of those spots?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I just know I've seen a lot of people sitting in their cars. They're not going into the grocery store. They're just charging.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take long when you drive a Tesla. How many spots are there? Would you say there's 10 or are there two?
I'd say one of them has 10 and the other one has over 10.
Oh.
There's a bunch. They've dedicated a bunch of the parking lot to this. So
wow.
I don't know, you know, whoever works in sales or promotions at Tesla has been making deals. Right. Good for
other
them, right?
Cannot park. They can't charge at these Tesla charging stations. Only
well, they can't
Teslas
charge
can.
There. But if are you in trouble if you park in one and take it up, and you're not a Tesla?
Oh, I think those are specifically just for charging. Especially those superchargers, you know.
Right. So you're saying if I pulled in there with my electric
EV,
vehicle.
You can't, no. It,
okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about selling my car. I feel like I don't need it.
Yeah, I guess so. That's.
I mean, we have another car. Like, I don't go anywhere. Just thinking on it.
Yeah, a lot of people, and I said this when I did the story, a lot of people are writing in, it's not going to go down smooth. Here's one. Vin, so there's a fire and you have to get out with your family, and holy crap, the car's not charged. What do?
You run for it.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, that's Nike powered.
You question your management skills. I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting.
Hi, three hearts.
Oh, hello. Isn't that nice? Just a quick hi.
Oh, Gavin is just doing the things he's invested in to make more money. I am not a fan. All right.
I like him. He seems to have his head on straight.
I don't know how to fix the environment, but I do want our politicians to work on that. That's what I'm into. So
yeah.
I get it. I mean, if I'm going to have a soapbox, that's the one. Everything else, I see both sides to every argument almost. I do feel like, yikes, I don't know how to solve any of these problems.
Right, but none of our problems will matter at all if the world implodes. So I'm with you. Let's save the planet and make that our priority as humans, because this is it. This is all we have.
Someone's talking about cow farts. I get the cow farting. They do say that cows are a big part of the carbon emissions problem.
So we got to stop eating cows, you know? Well, if that's what it comes to, then that's what it comes to.
All right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Thanks for fixing yourself, because I was really trying to figure out what is happening here.
Yeah, I was too. I know. I could tell when I thought I had started talking when you paused, and then you all of a sudden looked up at me like, why are you talking when we're talking? I'm like, oh, damn it. I've got to be 5 seconds off. I've got music, news, and more after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.